Mornings with Ed, and it's a Thursday morning, and as I promised you earlier, we've got somebody in studio here that's just going to tear it up. Carly Webster was probably the best thing that happened to season 17 of The Voice. Was it 13? Season 13? All right, I get the numbers all mixed up. So you were also the best thing to happen in 17. Don't you say you weren't. No, but she was the best thing to happen in season 13 of The Voice, by the way. She was on Miley's team. We're going to talk all about that. She has a new EP out called Bittersweet. We're going to hear some songs off of that. One of the songs we're going to hear, she just released a video for, and it's called When It's Over. So live from our Pearl Street studios right here in Laguna Beach. Laguna Beach, please welcome Carly Webster and When It's Over.
Eyes open, my heart, heart's pumping, and I don't know how I'm still awake. Bones shaking, my mind's tripping, and I don't know how much I can take. I know it's all in my head. You tell me like I'm a child, so I keep my eyes closed. And I'll tell you when it's over. I fall inside my mind. I'm all right, but it's coming right back again. You know I try and try and try. I'm all right, but it's coming right back again. So I'll tell you when it's over. Tell you when it's over. Music's playing, my hips, my lips are swaying, and I, how long can I be numb? I know it comes and it goes, can't light the waves on fire. So I keep my eyes closed, and I'll tell you when it's over. I fall. But it's coming right back again. You know I try and try and try. I'm all right, but it's coming right back again. So I'll tell you when it's over. Tell you when it's over. So I'll tell you when it's over. Tell you when it's over. Over. No, I won't let it steal the night. Open me up and make it right. No, I won't let it steal the night. Open me. But it's coming right back again. You know I try and try and try. I'm all right, but it's coming right back again. So I'll tell you when it's over. Tell you when it's over. So I'll tell you when it's over. I'll tell you when it's over. Over.
That is Carly Webster and When It's Over, and that's off her brand new EP called Bittersweet. We are so fortunate to have Carly in studio, and you brought Oscar with you too, and I want to give him some love on some great guitar there. That was some pretty decent playing there.
Yeah, he's awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah,
and you sound fantastic at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man. What? Gee, thanks.
What's the earliest you ever say? What is the earliest? Is this about it?
No, probably not. I don't know. I tend to specifically tune those out of my memory. Like I erase those.
Moments. Don't erase this one, by the way.
I absolutely will not. This is great.
So tell me about the song, When It's Over. What's it about?
So this song I released as my first single ever, my first original single, and it's about my life with anxiety. Yeah, I've struggled with, well, not struggled, I've lived with anxiety and panic disorder for many years of my life, and this song kind of came to me in the middle of the night during a panic attack.
Right.
And I just wrote this song in the midst of a panic, and I didn't even realize I was writing a song until the end of it. And I was like, wow, I just wrote a song about anxiety while I was having an anxiety attack. But this song is just about living with it and still enjoying life and loving life and just accepting anxiety and panic disorder as a part of my life and not trying to fight it.
Right.
So.
And you help others as well. I know you were recently at the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was great.
So you help children. You were helping children at that point deal with their anxiety, knowing that you have that same disorder.
Yeah, that was actually a really incredible opportunity where we got to speak to the kids of the Boys and Girls Club talking right. about anxiety, because a lot of them had never even heard that word before right. or had heard it and didn't really know what it meant. So that's a huge part of my platform, is allowing people to feel comfortable to speak about mental health.
Right.
And mental wellness, and
get rid of the stigma.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. There's a huge stigma and taboo surrounding the entire conversation. And so if I'm able to help change that in any way, especially with my music, that's exactly what I want to do.
Right. Now, I remember you from season 13 of The Voice. We all remember you from season 13 of The Voice. Suffering from anxiety and panic attacks. How do you deal with that type of pressure?
Oh my goodness. It was not easy.
Right. Did you suffer many attacks? Were there times where you just couldn't perform?
I definitely did, but I allowed that experience to just kind of move me.
Right.
And I didn't, I tend to experience anxiety personally. I have the most anxiety in situations where I have control.
Right.
And I feel like I'm losing control. But with The Voice, I knew I had no control whatsoever.
Right.
And so it was actually probably less anxiety ridden than right. one would expect, because I knew there was no way that I have any control over any of this. So just let it be, let it happen. But there were definitely numerous moments where I was definitely calling my mom, saying, "Mom, I need someone to breathe with me right now."
Right. Now, I read that you consider your mom your best friend.
Yes, and she is my best friend.
One of the strengths, one of the pillars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about your mom.
Oh, my God. You want me to cry?
No, no. Okay, don't tell me about your mom. No.
She's just the best. She's the best.
All right, that's cool. Thanks. Is she listening right now?
She better be. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom. Just know that you're the best, all right? And we didn't want to make her cry. So you were on Team Miley at The Voice. How much time do the celebrities actually spend with you preparing for a song?
Not as much as I think people watching the show
right.
would expect. But Miley in particular was one who really liked to spend time with her team, which was great. She
right.
was so sweet, and she would spend her lunch breaks hanging out with us. And it was very sweet. She got to know us all personally, and we gained a friendship throughout the show that went beyond just the coach,
right.
team member, TV show, reality show
right.
relationship, because she's just very personable and very, very sweet. So
she seems it. She seems
yes.
it. She comes across as just this really cool, down to earth. Yeah, very real. Here's my neighbor type
yep,
of thing.
That's
yeah.
exactly who she is.
Right. Now you have a show coming up on the 23rd at the Hotel Cafe.
I do. I'm excited
about it. Are you excited?
Yeah. And Oscar will be joining me there too. So you'll get to hear his beautiful guitar.
Oscar,
once again.
You do play a mean guitar there, buddy. And that's a beautiful guitar right there. I can read it. It's a Fender, but I know nothing else about it, man. But good job there on that. So you were, is this true that you were named after Carly Simon?
Yes.
Okay.
My mom listened to her music growing up and is a huge fan of her songwriting.
Right.
And she loved the name Carly. And so she just changed the spelling a little bit. But
right.
it's quite an honor to be named after such an incredible woman.
Right.
I love her, and I love her music.
And for our audience, this Carly is K-A-R-L-I.
Yes.
And that'll be important when we look for her later on on social media to find all of her music. Now, you keep in touch with, because I saw online, I actually saw a song. You did a Carly Simon
yes,
cover.
Yes, on The Voice.
Now, do you guys keep in touch?
We do.
This is cool.
So after I sang You're So Vain on The Voice, she heard it, and
right.
she sent me a message on Twitter. She DM'd me on Twitter, and I was like, this is fake. This is a fake account. But I just responded thinking like, okay, well, whatever, I'll get scammed. But maybe, just maybe, I'm talking to Carly Simon, and come to find out I was. She invited me to her house. I went to her house, spent a day with her, and she's kind of mentored me ever since. She's given me a lot of pointers on how to navigate through a business that doesn't really want you to succeed, and how to just stay strong and stay true to myself. And she's become friends with my mom too, which has been very special because my mom absolutely adores her.
Right.
Clearly she named her daughter after her. So yeah.
So it's that has been a dream for sure. That was something I never thought could happen in my life. So right. I value my relationship with her so much.
I want you to do me a personal favor. The next time you see her, ask her who You're So Vain was about. I need to know who that song was about.
I can tell you, she was talking with me about it. That song was originally a slowed down love song for a guy named Ben.
No.
I do know that. Yeah, she talked about that, and that it was the producer. It was a producer who encouraged her to make it upbeat.
Right.
And honestly, the song, it doesn't really matter who the song's about, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, the rumor mill had everyone from Warren Beatty to Mick Jagger to Ryan. The rumor mill had everyone.
Drama.
Yeah.
Just let it be drama. It's a great song. That's what I care about.
Speaking of drama, I'm going to go back to The Voice for a second.
Okay.
Did the producers, stoke drama to get a better, do they kind of stoke a little drama in there to get a better visual?
Well, if you put 50 musicians in a room together and tell them to live in the same hotel for a month, you're going to get drama whether you want it or not. They know that. They love that. They definitely would like a story. If you have a cool life story, they're going to pull it out of you whether you want to tell it or not.
Right.
So in terms of that, I definitely found myself at times without realizing kind of exaggerating parts of my life. And it's just like, wait, why did I do that? Cause they want you to do that. They encourage it, and they'll kind of like pull like some like secret trauma out that you didn't even realize you experienced. And it's like, oh my goodness. And so by the end of it, you probably need some therapy to deal with the trauma that the producers pulled out of you. Yeah. But they definitely want you to be real. They want to show the world who you are, to your best ability, because you have to maintain your career after that show, whether you make it as the winner or as the top 20 or whatever.
And in seeing you on the show and meeting you here this morning, it seems like you understand exactly who you're supposed to be.
Wow, that's a huge compliment.
It's
thank
true.
You.
You can read it. I mean, I you can read it, right? Oh, it comes right off you. And it's actually, you wear it. You really do. You
thank
wear
you.
You wear that, so that's cool.
That's very
now,
sweet.
Now, you've a lot of your music embraces femininity and, yes, and empowerment.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. So you, and I know that in so many industries, in almost every industry, women earn 70% of what a man earns. You're now fighting, for equality. And I find that huge.
Oh, huge. Thank you so much.
Do you find yourself getting sometimes the shorter end of the stick?
I mean, I'm very specific about the people that I surround myself with, right, and I've been very lucky to have people working with me that are just as on board with all of that as I am, especially working on this album with Dennis Herring. He mentioned it before I even did that this EP was going to be, the underlying tone was going to be female empowerment. He picked that out before I even had to say it.
Right on.
And so I've been very, very grateful to have people around me that are just as
committed
to female empowerment as I am. Cause I'm not sure I could do it alone as well as I have been able to do it with the incredible people around me. So I've been very, very grateful for that.
Right. And for our audience, if you don't know Dennis Herring, he's worked with Modest Mouse and Elvis Costello and now with Carly, man. So yeah, this is a good thing. The next song we're going to hear is called Anyone.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about Anyone.
So Anyone is a little bit slower, and it is the first song that I wrote after getting kicked off of The Voice.
Ooh.
And it was just a really weird period of my life where I was looking back at all of the times I had failed and all of the times that I've done really well and just where my life was going, and thought about all the people in my life who had told me who they thought I was supposed to be. And just kind of came to the conclusion that like all of those people who told me who I was supposed to be are no longer in my life. And for a very good reason, because I don't need anyone to tell me who I am.
You know who you are. Yeah, I think we talked. Yeah.
So that's exactly what the song is about. Excellent. And I'm very excited to play for you.
And we're excited to hear it. If you're just joining us, this is Carly Webster. She's live at our Pearl Street studios. Brand new EP is called Bittersweet, and we're about to hear a song called Anyone. Once again, Carly Webster.
You said I wasn't pure enough. You said my edges were too rough. The things I put my heart in were just too damn rotten. But I don't need anyone at all. So I'm not good enough for your play. You adults, so childlike in your ways. Well, your pity party's over. Don't you dare claim any fame. 'Cause I don't need anyone at all. No, I don't need anyone at all. Sister, you said you're done with us. I still don't understand how you thought that up. You can't get along with differences, but no one thinks the same. No, I don't need anyone at all. If only I played into your games. The Bible man with no one left to blame. Well, I couldn't keep your secret, so you raised your hands and ran.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Wonderfully written.
Thank you.
And though it's softer, it's still a badass. You
great.
Know, it really is.
I love that.
It really is. Though it's a softer sound, it has, you know, pardon me for making the comparison, it's kind of a Jade Bird type of thing,
oh,
man.
Oh, I
it's,
love
it's,
her. That's, I love her.
Also a badass, really.
Yes, for sure.
But yeah, that was. Tell me about where you like to write. Where's your comfort zone? Is it the beach, in a car?
It's in my car, sitting outside my house after I get home from anywhere, and I just sit in my car for like 3 hours, and I'll write a song. And typically when I do that, my mom will like peek out and be like, hey, what are you doing? You've been in your car for 3 hours. It's like, I'm good.
I'm right. Yeah.
I'm here. I'm in my cave.
Just
this
bring
is my
food.
Cave. That's where I've written most of my music,
excellent.
In my car.
Excellent. And what inspires you? What... Everything. I'm imagining you pluck stuff from every tree, don't you?
Yeah, it's actually interesting. This EP is very, very personal, and right. it's my stories in my life, but I typically love to create stories. I tend to create elaborate ideas that have nothing to do with me, or I write from the perspective that is like the opposite of mine, and that's typically how I like to write. I've never been one to write love songs until recently, which is funny, but like I've never been one to write about my own personal experiences, but this EP we ended up going with all extremely personal songs.
Right. And that's why they're so magical, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That's why, because it is, it's true. It comes right from the heart, man. That's really cool.
Now scary.
You're a classically trained pianist.
Yes.
Now, how early did you start? When was your first piano lesson that you were forced into, I'm sure?
No, I was four years old and my dad plays really nice piano.
Oh, see, there you go.
And when I was really little, I would reach up and try to play the keys while he was playing. And so he just kind of would set me on his lap and then would play a little bit, and then I would copy him, and he was shocked. Just like, what is this little 3-year-old doing? So then when I was four, they contacted, the incredible Susie Hannah, who is my piano teacher for like 14 years. And she's amazing. And she told my parents, she's like, I'm not going to take a 4-year-old. She's way too young. Right. She heard me play and was like, just kidding. I'll take her on. And I worked with her for 14 years of my life. And now I play piano.
Now, have you ever performed an entire show of piano?
I have not. Not like a performance right. where like people can come. I've done a couple parties where they wanted me to just play some like little corporate gigs, but I have not, and that's definitely something I need to just do.
I think that would be so cool. So I could see you, I could see the two of you on the stools doing a song, and then I could see you getting up and going over to a piano and just killing it.
Yeah, I definitely incorporate that in all of my shows. Okay. At every single show I do, I perform at least one song
beautiful.
With just piano, because that's home for me.
Beautiful. And if you haven't caught her live yet, she's live on the 23rd at the Hotel Cafe, and it's a must. It absolutely is a must to catch her live. Now, I asked you for a very special request earlier. This is my 1-year anniversary here at the studio. So
wow.
I asked. Yes, thank you. I asked
Congratulations.
You, thank you so much. I asked you for a very special request for a really cool song, and I really appreciate you performing that for us. Before you do, though, who were some of your influences musically?
Definitely Carly Simon.
Definitely.
For sure. I love her. I love Stevie Nicks. I love David Bowie. He is my idol. He and Freddie Mercury. So I listen to the classics. I listen to mostly 70s music. So Fleetwood Mac, Carly Simon, Queen, David Bowie. Those are my top four.
Right. And it shows up in the soul of your music. It really does.
Your
music education shows up in the soul that you provide for us, man. It really
Thank you so much. That's a huge compliment.
Well, and speaking of soul, by the way, the song that I asked her to do for us, and I absolutely can't wait until you hear this, Laguna Beach. By the way, live in studio with Carly Webster, the new EP is Bittersweet on the 23rd of this month. She's at the Hotel Cafe. And we're about to hear Natural Woman, man.
Yes, we are.
Oh, this is so good. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Laguna Beach, once again, Carly Webster.
Looking out in the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but your love was the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you woman. When my soul was in the lost and found, oh, you came along to claim it. I didn't know just what was wrong with me. helped me name it. Now I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for. 'Cause if I make you happy, I don't need to do more. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman, like a natural woman. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, what you've done to me. You make me feel so good inside, so good inside. No, baby, I just wanna be close to you. You make me feel so alive, 'cause you make me feel, oh, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. Oh, you make me feel, oh, you make me feel, oh, you make me feel like a natural. Like a natural woman. Oh, a natural woman.
I'm going to turn around so you can see the hairs on the back of my neck that are just standing up right
oh
there,
my
man. Outstanding. Thank you. Thank you for doing that song for us. And
of
that's
course.
That's the soul, right? That's the soul right there that we're talking about, man. You just bust out with it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Once again, Carly Webster, the new EP is Bittersweet. And before you go, I did want to ask you about the video for The When It's Over.
Yes.
Can we see that? Is it already out?
It is not out yet. I just filmed it last weekend.
Okay.
And that was quite an experience.
All right, tell me about that.
So the song When It's Over is especially important to me because it is about mental health.
Right.
So the video had to represent that in a very unique and fun way. And so I'm very, very excited. We had an incredible team of people working on it who are all also very passionate about destigmatizing the conversation to mental health. And
right.
so we did it in a very creative, artistic way. And I'm so excited. I just want to tell everyone about it, but I also want to keep some secrets. So that should be out within the next couple months. But it was an incredible, incredible experience. And it went seamlessly. Like, I don't know how that happened, but it was great.
Seamless is tough to do. So congratulations there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Where can our listeners find you on social media?
On Instagram, I'm Carly Webster Music. And I'm the same on Facebook, Carly Webster Music. On Twitter, I'm Carly Webster, and I'm very fun over there. So pop on over to Twitter.
Fantastic.
But, social media, just look me up. You'll probably find me.
All right, fantastic. Good luck on the 23rd at Hotel Cafe. And can I have you back sometime? Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Oh, what a great time.
This has been a blast.
Her brand new EP is Bittersweet. Look for it on all of those social media platforms. We've had the joy of Carly Webster in studio with us this morning. KX 93.5 and Mornings with Ed. Thanks, Carly.
Thank you.